We're kind of live, I guess, in a way.
Well, we're live right now. Maybe not when they hear it. No, but hopefully we're still alive.
Yeah, hopefully. That's dark, Kevin. That's the second darkest thing I've heard this week.
Oh, really? What was the first?
I die every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's pretty dark. I mean, we all die a little bit.
And you know how people say that, like, jokingly or, like, you know.
Yeah, I just died.
No, this person actually, his heart stops beating every 5 beats.
So he's like, Iron Man, you gotta shock him or something?
I don't know, but he's my coworker, and it's like, this is pretty dark for work. And and we had a good conversation earlier, everyone online. We were talking about beer, so of course that's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, what? Did he like just sort of pause every 5 seconds during the conversation?
No, he's a dishwasher.
Right.
He's the one I got called in to cover for.
Okay. Is that because they think he might be dead?
No.
Sorry, they're talking about that. I heard today. No. This follows along. In Russia, in the morgue.
In
a morgue, this 81-year-old lady, they thought she was dead.
Okay.
And she suddenly sat up. She was alive. And she fell off the gurney onto the floor.
Oh my God.
you see that all the time in television shows and movies.
Yeah.
And you never hear about that in real life though.
Well, no, this happened in Russia, though, so that's what they're saying, like, well, in Russia. But what happened was...
When in Russia?
Yeah, exactly. She apparently had a very faint pulse that they just, like, kind of felt for and, like, meh, she's gone. 81 years old, she had a good life, right? Yeah. Let her go. Well, no, it was just a very faint pulse.
Wow.
And she woke up in the morgue.
How many heart attacks happened that night,
yeah,
I wonder?
No kidding. Would you have stayed and helped, or would you have run? I would have run.
I would have screamed zombie.
Exactly, and then run.
We're Canadian. That's our go-to. I don't know what their go-to is in Russia.
I guess, yeah. So what? We're Canadian, we would have hit her with a hockey stick?
No, buddy. We would have just said, oh no, the apocalypse is here, eh, buddy? You better run for our lives there. Get on the mooses and let's fast track to Timmy's.
Well, you got to use a French accent. Isn't that what we're looking at today?
Oui. We talking to the Montreal people.
Oh, yes, eh? With the broken English.
Ah, there is no English in Montreal.
What? Yes. I will. It's coming up.
I like how we go from talking about my coworker who I told him up front, hey, I know when's your next shift? He goes, oh, I work Thursdays and Sundays. So I go, okay, I'm off Thursday. If you aren't up for it, because I know the heart issue and all that, if you're not up for it, please text me immediately and I'll come in.
Right.
I tell my managers this just so she knows. Like, hey, I'm off. I have no issues coming in. She goes, oh, that's already in the plans.
Oh, nice. It's good that they're planning ahead for the guy that dies every 5 seconds.
Is it really?
Oh, sorry, no, not every 5 seconds. Dies for 5 seconds?
Mm-mm.
Every 5 seconds.
Every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Every 5th heartbeat.
So he skips a beat.
Kind of.
So don't. Yeah. So that saying when, you know, a beautiful woman walks by, oh, my heart skipped a beat, this is literal for this guy?
It's unintentional for this guy.
Okay. That's what you should ask him. You can be really dark. And just go, ta-da, did your heart skip a beat? He might not know the old saying, but it's pretty funny.
That's horrible. This food is good, though.
Where are we getting it from tonight?
We're live at the End Zone.
Ah, yes.
Down on King?
Maine.
King? Yep. Yeah, okay. We're at King in Maine, eating food, watching hockey. So, in paradise right now.
Of course. We're on Main Street.
Okay, we're on Main Street. Thanks, Mom. Never lets us be, does she?
No. Well, I'm eating now. You put a mic in my phone.
Hey, I got you. But no, tonight is the night we've been waiting for
4 weeks?
No, longer. We started this back in July. No, early July.
Well,
with Alberta.
Yeah, Alberta, BC.
Now we go to the most metal spot in all of Canada, Montreal.
And Quebec. Well, yeah, Montreal specifically.
Montreal is the heart of metal in all of Canada, where my friend Brett wants to get into, and I hope Brett gets there one day.
I'm sure he will. They have the show Heavy Montreal, which is probably the biggest metal fest in Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, should be fun. But no, we got a lot of bands from there to play tonight. A lot of good bands, a lot of signed bands.
Okay, well, again, big area for it.
Yeah. So, and this, we didn't have a dedicated Toronto show, but we're having a dedicated Montreal show. That should say a lot about the scene over in Montreal.
Oh, definitely.
That, and we could do a Toronto show really anytime. We're like an hour away from it. No, we got a lot of bands picked out. King Kevin, you get to pick the first one we do. And a lot of them you can actually understand. Just don't mess up the names. I did that once before. Twice before. It's not fun. Especially during an interview with them.
Let me see. Let's go with Blood Sacrifice. With Kneel and Obey. That sounds like a good start to the show.
Yeah. He passed it back to me right as I eat nachos. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's Blood Sacrifice with their song, Kneel and Obey, right here on Thrasher's Paradise.
Yeah.
And that was a newer kind of legend from the Montreal scene, I guess. Despised Icon with their song, if I can find it, because our list is the list. Day of Mourning.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you think of that? Food's here.
That's all right. What do I think that the food's here? I'm excited for the food.
I know you're excited for the food.
Oh, can't go wrong with chicken wings down in the end zone. And a big beef sandwich.
Here, looks like a cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah. That is a hefty sandwich.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah. That's okay. I can pick the green peppers off.
Not here?
Oh, I can put them on yours.
What?
Okay.
So, got wings. We got steak sandwiches, fajitas.
We got fajitas or nachos,
rather.
Got a bit of everything going on here.
Let's get right back into the music so we can start enjoying our food.
That sounds good to me. Play somebody.
Okay, we're gonna play Cataclysm with their song, with their new song, Killshot, which will be off of the brand new record coming out in October. Or November. It's coming out in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
But here's Cataclysm right here on Thrasher's Paradise.
Just to let your love will take. You'll go through the drift and I'll be your eyes on your